You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. You can check out all of our podcasts, our videos, our polls, our blogs, or everything's going on at Sex with Emily. So thanks to everyone for becoming Friends with Benefits members. As you know, you have to become a member now to listen to the entire episodes. We are doing daily shows Monday through Friday, 1 to 2 Pacific Standard Time, and they're awesome. And I think they're some of our best shows we've ever done. So thanks, everyone, for joining. It's we are asking you to pay right now. It's 15 cents a day it comes out to for better sex, which I think is totally worth it.
And it's like your daily sex newspaper. There's a lot of information every single day, like changing.
Exactly.
So it's not like, you know, how the website was just basically a placeholder for the podcast. Now there's news, polls, like you said, a lot of polls going on.
Lots of polls. We'll discuss the polls in a minute. Lots of contests going on. You get free. We're going to be doing webinars. That's another thing that we're adding in. So we're going to do just with Friends with Benefits members can do live chats with me, and we're going to do all that interactive stuff. It's going to be super fun. Hi, Menace.
Hi.
I missed you.
I know.
Totally missed you this weekend and Friday's show, which was – it was kind of awesome. It was like Girls Gone Wild in here.
Really?
Friday's
what happened?
Show
Break
was
it down.
Insane. It was so much fun. Like, my interns were like, this was the best day we've had all summer. Like, they were just crazy. Because my friend, the people on the show, we were talking about sex. They're very, very open. They're bisexual. They've hooked up together. One of them was my friend from class who you met, Sarah, Dr. Sarah Miller. Yeah. She's now a doctor. And they were just really open about, like, oral sex tips and the threesomes and orgies they've had. And they were just hilarious. Like, they just broke down. Like, there was one moment when she was talking about, like, going down on a woman and the important things you need to do. And she was, like, making noises. And, like, she was like, I just want it really wet. And you got it. Like, I can't. I know that we went back to my house and watched it. It was just as funny the second time we were laughing because they're staying with me. But we missed you.
How many times did you get flogged over the weekend?
I did not get flogged.
Liar.
I didn't get flogged. I didn't
Why
hook
not?
Up with them. Nothing like that.
I'm not saying you hooked up with them, but they at least spanked you a couple
times. They didn't spank me.
Not once?
No,
no
but
way.
She spanked me earlier in the week when we were out.
Uh-huh.
But she did not spank me this weekend when she was staying with me.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I missed out on some good flogging.
So also explain, there was a lot of tweets going on over the weekend.
One of my interns went on two blind dates this weekend. So she was doing live tweet updates, live intern updates from her date. Her date. Which
and there was something about like some guy wanted to dress up and the olden times, like kings and queens kind of stuff.
Yes, at the Renaissance Fair.
I'm sure you got some.
We're going to get into that. Yeah. We're going to talk about that actually on the next show. One of our shows we're doing on online dating this week.
Uh-huh.
And they're all going to give their play-by-plays of what are the right things to do online, what's not. Like, this guy showed up. She's like, he was older than he looked in his picture and he wasn't dressed cute. Like, she didn't like what he was wearing and she like – broke it down and did some things she regrets, and she's going to talk about that on the show.
No.
Ooh, regrets.
Nice.
So live intern updates. That was really fun. And then I played a lot with my new porn box.
I know. I set it up. And
I know.
The first thing that happened is we started scrolling through it, and it's just like girl on girl, like sex toys,
analingus,
crazy
facials,
stuff.
Hand jobs. Yeah. There's a whole hand job subcategory. So we're talking
about. You sent me the picture.
Did
and
I?
Then I sent you a message back and you didn't. I don't think you
I
got
never
it.
Got it.
You didn't?
What'd you say?
I said, now if only the thing can give me hand jobs.
I know. You wouldn't even want it, though.
I know, but I.
But you, but right, you liked because our whole.
I might have liked it because it maybe it's a robot and it wouldn't talk back to me.
Exactly. So what I'm talking about is Fire TV. They're our new sponsor, FYRE TV. It's the ultimate adult video experience, and it really is. They gave me a set-top box, but you can watch it on your iPad, your phone, your computer. You don't have to get the set-top box that I got with 15,000 movie titles. You can access those movie titles anywhere. It's like the Netflix of porn. And I want everyone – I think it is the solution to porn, FYRETV.com. Everyone needs to check it out. You get this exclusive Wealth and Deception DVD for joining. You get a free movie when you join, and it's just – I can't believe it. Like, I don't even think I need cable now. Like, I just have porn.
It is pretty legit. Like, me from the technical side of it, it is really good quality, top – like, they have this thing down.
They have it down.
I think they
so
pretty much have it down
interface.
More than Netflix.
Yeah.
Because all the movies, they load really fast, and you're on a wireless connection.
Right.
And it's, like, high quality. It's not, like, pixelated
exactly.
or anything like that. It's really – it's done really well.
It's done really well also because you can sort by different categories. And they have, like, 100 categories, like we were just saying. Like, you could pick out – like, they have a subcategory just on hand jobs. Like, you can just watch hand jobs. You could just watch oral sex. You could just watch girl on girl. You could just – I mean
– facials.
Facials. There's facials, which we talk about. We used to talk about orgasming on the face a lot. We had a debate going for a while.
If it was good or bad?
Not that if it's good or bad, that men should ask permission first. And some women might be down for it, and some women might be offended by it.
And those people that are offended by it, then
you don't want to be with them.
You don't want to date them.
Exactly. Yeah. You have to be like, you don't want me to jack that in your face. We're over.
Yeah, done.
Everyone, you got to have your bottom line issues that you want to deal with. And Menace, I have to tell you, I know you're going to be really upset, but I got a dog.
No.
I did. I got the dog last night. So my friend rescued a dog from me.
Oh, my God. I just had a conversation about you over the weekend about the dog. Can I tell
you
real fast before we go into it? Me and my buddies, we were at work, and we're getting ready to go to a club because we're throwing a party. And one of them says, oh, my God, Menace, I feel you so much. Because he just got off the phone with a girl. He's like, I feel you so much about the dog thing. He goes, the dog thing sucks so bad. He goes, we can't do anything. We can't go anywhere for a certain amount of hours. She can't just come over and spend the night at my house, and we can just, you know, hang out for the night. We have to go back to her house because of the dog.
No, but this is a portable dog, like, that I can bring everywhere.
No. And then I said, oh, yeah. I go, Emily was trying to get a dog forever, and I go, thank God I talked her out of it. And now
the dog arrived.
Now you have a goddamn dog.
We have to name it, though, because I named her Scarlet because she's from the South. But now I think it doesn't match with her, so I'm thinking Dixie. She's really cute. She's Jack Russell. Honey, it's going to be good. And she's – I can bring her everywhere. There is hair everywhere. I already have hair on me. Like, she sheds a little bit. But she's so cute. She slept with me last night. And I might never need a man again. Like, she was super cuddly. Like, we didn't have sex or anything. Obviously, that sounds sort of wrong for me to say. I never need a man again. There was no peanut butter. There was nothing. But we cuddled, and she was sweet and adorable. And I've never had a dog. And I think it's good for me. I think it's good for me to commit to something like that.
It hurts my head.
I'm sorry, honey. But she's adorable. And, yeah, it was really fun.
Wait till she sniffs your butt while you're having sex. I'm gonna laugh.
No,
so
I'll lock her out of the room when I'm having sex.
How are you gonna do that?
You
Where
just close
put
the door.
Her? Anyways.
Well, I know, because dogs like to watch sex, but some dogs, like when I used to dog sit for my friend's dog who got me this dog, like the dog just they just kind of sit there and they don't really pay attention.
Is there like you can return in 30 days? Or
yes.
Something?
So here's the deal.
Thank God.
I got to be honest with you.
Yes.
So my friend Charlotte, who's my best, is one of my best friends. She just became a vet, and she found this dog at a rescue shelter in Louisiana. Drove cross country with her yesterday with four dogs in her car to give out to all my friends.
There's dogs here.
I know, but these were Louisiana.
California.
She was working at a shelter anyway. So she's like, Emily, if you don't want to keep Scarlet, I will take her. So I'm kind of trying her out.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to fully commit. But I feel committed. I feel like I want her anyway. So I should tell you real quickly what we're going to be talking about on today's show. I think that's really important before so Menace can mull over the fact that I got a dog. Topics on today's show, we'll be reading your emails that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com. As you know, if you become a premium Friends with Benefits member, your emails go to the top of the list and we answer them right away. That's another benefit. So anyway, here's some of the topics. How long should sex last? Making a woman feel special, how to do that. Friends with Benefits. For real. Cougars, domination, warming up before sex, and multi-orgasms. And we'll also be giving you tips for pleasuring an uncircumcised man and also a circumcised man today. But we're going to talk about circumcision versus uncircumcision.
All right.
And
we've got
some
polls. Like really excited today about something?
Why?
You are talking really fast.
Oh, I am?
Yeah. You're like, I don't know. It seems faster than normal. Sex toys, dog. I don't know. What's going on? What's going on in
Nothing.
Your life? Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm not more excited than usual to be here with you.
Did you find a new wiener or something?
I did meet someone, but I didn't see his wiener.
Oh, okay.
I met a cool guy on Friday night at a party.
Okay.
But I mean, I don't know.
Likes you, so you don't like him.
I'm not that simple. I'm not that simple of a chick.
He wants to commit, so you're over.
No, it's been 5 minutes. I just met
I'm
him.
I'm saying.
I know. No. He wants to commit.
So
I'm
it's
not
over.
That easy. Menace.
What?
That's the Emily from years ago. I'm a different woman now.
Totally.
Totally, dude. What about you? Did you hook up with any chicks this weekend?
Not that I can remember. Got wasted.
Did you get
at
sick
a concert.
Again?
I didn't throw up this time.
Oh, good, honey.
But
that's
it was fun.
Maturity.
I had so much fun.
Did you?
Yeah.
Saturday night
was my party. Yeah,
oh.
It was okay. I don't drink when I have my parties.
Right. So what was fun? Friday night?
No, Sunday, yesterday. There was that concert that always happens. I take you once in a while. Remember it's in the Golden Gate Park.
Okay.
Alice throws it.
Oh,
it's their summer
I went when I
concert.
Was summer.
Yeah.
Right.
Summer thing. It's awesome because there's open bar and open food.
And it was all
just
day
all
yesterday?
Day. Yeah.
Okay.
But it ends at like 4:30, and I had a dinner that I had to go to at 7 with some of my friends. So there was that in-between time. So we're like, oh, let's go to another bar.
Of course.
I'm just like, so wasted.
Right.
And this is the funny thing. So on Twitter, this is my most annoying thing that I hate that women do when they become single. They parade, some women do and some don't. But I'm just saying, this is a thing that bugs me a lot.
This particular genre of women.
When they break up, that they have to announce it to the world. They're having a parade. They need to go to Vegas. They need to go do all these things and tell everybody that they're single, right? And it so happened the person that was doing this, I was trying to get a hold of that day earlier before I even knew that was going on. But the number was different, right? And then she sent out that message, and I go, "Hey, I'm not responding to what you just said, but I'm just saying that I tried to call you, and your number wasn't the same."
Right.
She's like, "Oh, I had a break. I had a break.
Change your number.
I had to change my number because it's all crazy, blah blah." I'm like, and then I start, because I'm drunk, so I start effing with her, and I go, "Oh yeah, I get it. You know, you love bad boys. You know, guy losers and all this stuff." And
oh,
I go, you need projects and all this stuff. And dude, she was like dying because I was ripping
was
it
laughing,
into her.
Dying?
Yeah,
right.
And then she goes, "Are you done lecturing me?"
Right,
yet?
Right. I love that you're lecturing. That's so funny. But what do you mean these women? Like, I know women who break up with guys and then they like post all these sexy pictures of them on Facebook and stuff like that.
Yeah, just where they just go over the top to let people know that they're single now. It's just like, dude, people break up every day. You know, it's like
But women want to feel. We want to feel.
Yeah, but
when
they
we break
feel
up.
Like they're having like a parade down the street and letting everybody know, like, I don't, like...
Well, that's why you can't announce it on Facebook either, that you're with someone, because then you got to explain that you're not with
someone. No, I mean, that's the easiest way. You just change your status and you're done.
So
but
like,
you
oh,
don't
what
need
happened?
To...
What happened? Oh, I saw you that you went to single, you know, from or in a relationship.
You don't need to go and tell everybody.
Clearly those
single.
Are people that want to share that information. Yeah. And maybe there's some other guy. I mean, women do crazy things. I mean, she's like, maybe there's some guy she wanted to see that posting because she's really into someone else now. You never know. Maybe she wanted you to see. Maybe she likes you.
I don't know.
I bet she does. So, yeah, that's what we got. We could do some sex in the news.
Yeah, no, how was your weekend, though?
Oh, my weekend was awesome. My weekend was so much fun. I went to this really fun party on Friday night.
Where was it?
It was at my friend's house in Potrero Hill.
Okay.
It's a neighborhood. It wasn't a bar. It was at my friend's house. It was a dinner.
I was just making sure it was an art gallery or a cabin somewhere.
No. It was no cabin, no art gallery. My friend is I love this. She was her due date. She's pregnant. And it was her due date that day, that Friday night, but it was also her birthday. So she was like, "I'm having a party." So she had a huge party. She's about to pop and she's about to have a baby any minute. And she's dating a guy who's 10 years younger than her.
Yeah.
Anyway, she is sexy. She's super hot, 10 years younger. So there was like people in their like early 20s and 30s and 40s. I don't know. It was fun and cute, good looking crowd. We all commented like it was a really good looking crowd. It was like good, cool, awesome people outside. There was a bonfire. It was really, really fun. And I did meet a cute guy. So that's all I'm going to say about that. And then I went to I hung out with I have a bunch of friends in town this weekend. So I did friend stuff. And then Saturday night I went to dinner. Oh, I was watching the Dykes on Bikes march because it was Gay Pride.
Yeah.
And it was crazy in the city.
Oh, yeah.
Like just like gay, lesbian, everyone all over the place. Costumes and naked nudity and fun. And I
did see somebody topless or some chick
hot
over the weekend.
Or not?
And she was hot. Yeah.
She was just walking around?
She was just walking around.
Cool. Yeah, there's like lots of hot, hot naked chicks in the city, hot naked men. It was like Gay Pride. So, and I live near the Castro. So it was really fun. And then I went to, yesterday I got my dog. Hadn't met my dog. We'd Skyped, but we hadn't met in person. And we totally hit it off.
Wait. Hold on. You just tried to go through that really fast. You Skyped with the dog.
Before I met her. Yeah, with
you
my
Skyped. With the dog?
Yeah. We Skyped like, just like, "Hi, nice to meet you." I mean, she didn't say much back because she's a dog. But my friend Charlotte got me the dog 2 months ago and she's been living in
Louisiana. So you were talking to the dog through the computer?
Yeah. Why is that weird? You want to have sex through the computer. Why is it weird to talk to a dog?
Because it's a goddamn dog.
I know. I was like, "Hi."
It's not. It doesn't know what the hell's going on.
Hi, baby. Did you do? Hello.
Oh, no.
So then last night,
God,
she. But here's what happened.
Now.
We were at a dinner. Okay. So then last night. We had a huge dinner party at my friend's house, like 20 people, and a barbecue. I went to two barbecues yesterday. It was super – just like a beautiful day in the city.
It was
like barbecues to bar – all these rooftops.
I'm burnt,
I know. I'm a little burnt too.
Yeah.
And so we got there, and so there was 20 of us sitting around the table, and Scarlett, my dog, who we're changing her name. Okay.
How old is the dog?
9 months.
You can't change – it's already been called Scarlett.
No. She's a rescue dog. So my friend just named her Scarlett like a month ago when she got her. So we can change it.
Oh, you are effing with this dog's
mind. I know, it's
so
fine.
Much.
But the dog could have chose anybody at the table. There was 20 of us sitting around, and she came over and sat next to me and put her head on my lap, and I feel like she knew that I was her owner.
Oh, God.
Sorry, honey. You'll meet her. We'll bring
it
her in. You'll fall
so
in love.
Much. No, you're not
like
allowed
dogs?
To bring dogs here.
I know. You don't like dogs?
No, I love
animals. You just like chicks with dogs.
Yeah, I just don't want the girl around that has a dog.
Sorry. I'm around, but it won't impact your life in any way.
Okay, good.
Okay, we could do some – what about your weekend? Sounds like it was super fun.
Yeah, it was amazing. I had a lot of fun. Got to hang out with cool friends and
it's
all
good.
That.
I'm so
I
glad
loved
to
it.
Hear that. Yeah,
yeah,
mine was good too. Good friends and just summertime and happiness. And then you know I'm going to be gone. We're going to be –
You just sprung this on me like 2 minutes
I'm
before
sorry,
the show
I
started.
You. I'm leaving. I'm going to Michigan. Oh, speaking of 2 minutes before the show started, that guy called me that I gave his – I errantly
yeah, dude,
gave
see,
my
this
phone
is
number.
Your problem.
I errantly gave a phone number to a guy that I met at a party, and he called me twice, and he just called me again a week later, and I answered because I didn't know the number, and it was right before the show, so I thought it could be like producers, technical stuff.
Why do you keep on giving your
because
number
I,
out
I
to
feel
random
like
people?
He was cute, but then he was cute, and then I was like, I don't know. I'm busy. I was busy. I forgot to call him back. I don't know why I do that, but I'm not going to do it anymore. So I'm going to be cautious. I'm not. I changed my behavior. I'm not just a stagnant creature. I evolve.
Okay.
Okay. Same sex marriage, sex in the news.
Yeah.
FYI.
This is big news.
Same sex marriage legalized in New York. That is humongous. I'm sure everyone saw it over the weekend. Last Friday night, the New York Senate cleared the way for New York to become the sixth and largest state to grant gay and lesbian couples the right to be married. So I wonder what's going to happen. I'm sure that, you know, four members of the Republican majority joined all but one Democrat in the Senate supporting the measure. That's amazing. So, yeah, very exciting in New York, the largest city it's happening. So
yeah, that's – I mean –
I hope they don't overturn it like they did here.
That's
going to
lead
– it.
Yeah, that's going to lead the way.
I hope
like,
so.
Seriously,
New York,
for
yeah.
a lot – this New York is the hub for
it's
this
happening.
Country.
It's really, really happening. It's yeah. so exciting. Right before Gay Pride, it was very exciting.
How many people do you think already got married?
A lot. I'm sure. Well, it happened in San Francisco when our mayor, Gavin Newsom, when mm-hmm. he was mayor, he announced it. I mean, people – like hundreds of people got married over the week, that first weekend that it happened. Hundreds
yeah.
of people were like lined up, snaked around City Hall, lesbian, gays to get married. So I don't know what happened here. I didn't follow it over the weekend. I was totally unplugged all weekend. Like, oh, speaking of unplugged, my phone died. My phone broke, froze, and I literally felt like my arm was cut off.
From, why?
For a four-hour period on Saturday, I was not able to receive text or phone calls, and I lost a bunch of texts.
Why don't you reset it?
I didn't know how.
Oh.
And then I had to go to Verizon.
Why'd you email me?
I already called you for another technical question that you didn't call me back about.
When?
I don't remember what it was now. Friday. I called you Friday.
No.
You don't remember. Whatever.
I remember.
I left you a message. I'm like, I know you're not going to listen to this, but I have a technical question for you. But anyway, this is just a side note that losing your phone, like, or break not having access to it, I hated how annoyed I was and how much it impacted me and that I lost a bunch of texts. People were like, didn't you get my text? And like, you didn't, like, you feel like I have no way of telling people that I didn't get their text. They don't know.
Yeah.
What's that?
My phone dies all the time. So I go periods of time where I will not, you know, have it with me and I feel naked. Like, I fiend. For a place to plug it in and
yeah,
charge it.
Me too.
You know?
I know. It was sad.
It's bad because it really affects relationships too, because if you walk down the street and you see a couple, one of the couples is looking at their phone.
Exactly.
You know?
Always. There's always – yeah. When you're out, yeah. everyone's on the phone.
And especially here, it's like iPhone country and just like it's too – it's either both of the couples are both looking at their iPhones.
Yep.
The entire time.
The entire time they're on their date or
yeah.
whatever, walking. Yeah.
Everywhere.
That bums me out. I don't want to do that. I don't want to go on dates when we're both on our phone. That would be a deal breaker. That's a deal breaker. On his phone the whole time, first date. We've talked about that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But I guess if you're with someone for a while, you got nothing else to say.
Like, whatever.
You're not having sex anymore. You're like, whatever. Let's get on the phone. Let's play Words with Friends or whatever people play. Beloved TV mom caught crabs. This is from you.
Yeah, I sent that to you.
I know. Beloved TV mom.
Why are you
mom...
taking off your clothes in front of the camera
just
right now?
Dropped.
You almost had a nip slip on camera right now.
I did almost have a nip slip. Nip okay. slip. Okay, that's what we should label the segment. No, Emily wasn't just it. No, I didn't. I don't know why. Beloved TV mom caught – we didn't believe this was real.
You didn't when I sent it to you?
Well, this morning I read it. Beloved TV mom caught crabs from old New York mayor.
Yeah.
Brady Bunch matriarch, star dancer, and Wesson pushing Florence Henderson reveals in her new memoir that back in the 1960s, she had a thing with late New York City Mayor John Lindsay and ended up with a case of little black things, otherwise known as public lice or crabs. Guess I learned the hard way that crabs do not discriminate but cross over all socioeconomic strata, Henderson writes. He must have had quite the active life. What a way to put the kibosh on a relationship. So She was married at the time. Wow, people really reveal all their stuff when they get
what
older.
A
How old is she now?
Floozy, Mrs. Brady was.
People don't catch crabs anymore like they used to, do they? You never hear that anymore. It
the
seems
Dungeonist
like,
kind?
I don't know. You know what I mean? The crabs, yeah. Like the little black things.
I mean, at least people are talking about it.
I don't want to think of Florence Henderson, Brady Bunch mom with crabs.
What a slur. Like, seriously.
That's a great word, a slutty whore.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You never slur? Heard a slur
never.
Before? Okay.
Slutty whore?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay. I'm going to use it every day, just like SMD.
Yes. Oh, you're using SMD now?
No, I forget, but I love it.
SMD, everybody, is suck my dick. And I've been telling Emily, I'm like, just tell them SMD.
Yeah, it's awesome. I'm just like, SMD. Whatevs. It's so great.
But I can't believe that is Mrs. Brady's a cheating, lying,
Carol
slut
Brady.
Whore.
I know. They were all – she was hooking up with Greg Brady when they were doing the show.
Yeah.
Like, he wrote a memoir. Like, who would have thought? And I was obsessed with Brady Bunch when I was little. I was a TV-obsessed person. Like, yeah. Up until I was, like, 19, I watched TV and then I stopped. But I would watch the Brady Bunch every chance I got. I've seen every single one of them 100 times. Like, I loved it. Did you ever watch it?
Oh, yeah. I watched it.
It was so good. But it's so – it seems just so silly now and simple. But look what was happening behind the scenes. She's mm-hmm. doing
Everybody
the
was banging. Like, no, all the characters were hooking up with each other.
I know. I guess that happens.
Yeah.
And with you, when you work with someone that closely, you just hook up with them sometimes.
Just start banging.
Yep. Study. The shape of your lips may indicate better sex.
What?
Here's a study that will have you examining a part of your body you probably didn't even know existed. The tubercle. Tubercle. It's the little puffy spot in the middle of your upper lip. According to a paper published in the Journal of Sexual Medicine, women with more prominent tuberculosis, it's T-U-B-E-R-C-L-E-S, have a greater chance of having vaginal orgasms as opposed to clitoral orgasms from vaginal intercourse. That's so interesting. Why would they think to examine this part of your lip?
So it's How if it's bigger... Look? It's supposed to be big?
I guess so. Mine is more prominent.
Mine's a little bit like off color, like a little white because I burnt it on a pizza that I cooked in the oven.
Recently or like a permanent damage scar?
It was like permanent damage. Just like maybe 10 years ago.
Okay.
Because see, the thing is I don't understand, you know, the pizza, when you get the pizza delivered to your house, it's cool. But when you cook it in the oven at your own home, well, you don't know because
I
you don't cook.
Know,
but when you cook it in the oven at your own home and you still leave it out for a long time, the sauce is like a million effing degrees. It burns your mouth. And the crust is hard as a rock.
I think you're doing something wrong.
I hate it.
I'm so
sorry. No, this is like every –
everyone would say this who makes pizza at home. I've never done it. But
it sucks because you get a delicious pizza delivered to you and then you try to make one at home and it's just not
I'm
the same.
Actually going to a friend's house to make pizza tonight. That's funny that you mentioned that.
Who's your friend?
My friend Denise, girl.
Denise?
Woman. We have a friend in town who has a bunch of kids. And like,
so you're going to watch her make pizza?
Yeah, I'm not helping. I do the dishes sometimes. That's what I contribute to this group. Because last night we had this huge feast too and I didn't cook anything.
Have you brought up that conversation about how I said, do you contribute anything to the relationship to your girlfriends?
No, but I should have asked my ex-boyfriend because he was there last night. And asked him that, what do I contribute to the relationship? They would have loved that because they rip on me all the time.
Yeah.
And this group of friends.
You're hanging out with your ex-boyfriend again?
All the time. I hang out with him like once a week from like 6 years ago. He's the one who has the cabin that I always go to. So this is that group of friends.
So this is like orgy friends.
We don't have orgies.
Orgies.
We don't
Who's banging who?
Nobody's banging anybody. I mean, there's a married couple. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that I could still bang my ex, and I have, like, over the years, but we just really are better friends.
Yeah.
But he would be happy to trash me and answer anything about dating me. Like, he's the one who said Emily is the worst girlfriend or something, but that was years ago, and he just says it as a joke, because it wasn't really true that I was a bad girlfriend.
Totally not.
I was a really good girlfriend. I think I just – I'm not as – I think guys – I'm not as, into it.
Into the whole relationship thing?
Like the girlfriend that's like trying to make it like girlfriend boyfriendy.
Yeah.
I'm just into my own thing. Whatever. We're still good close. But he, my ex, every woman there he slept with, like he whenever he has parties, it's like 8 girls in the room he slept with. They're all his really good friends. So he always keeps friends. He was raised Mormon, so I think it has something to do with that.
No. He just likes to keep them around just in case.
Just in case.
Just like girls do with guys. They call it the dildo in a case. You know, you got to break the glass case to get the dildo out. You never heard of that?
No. That's when you date your ex?
No, that's when you keep them around.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you break the glass like the fire.
Right.
There's like a fire fire hydrant.
I've got a few of those. Yeah. Right, right. Don't you? People that you, your go-to sex people?
My go-to sex people?
People that you can go
and No, I'm like with. Cool with almost every ex-girlfriend I've ever had. That's good. But I don't try to have sex with them.
Right, no, me neither. Okay, Jada Pinkett Smith has revealed she and Will Smith have an interest, have sex in interesting places, in quotes, to keep their love life interest exciting. The actress and her Hollywood superstar husband like to experiment when it comes to lovemaking so they don't get stuck in the same old routine. She said, "We make love in some interesting places. I feel like you have to keep spontaneity. You have to keep your partner on their toes because once you know it starts getting into routine, it's like it gets very boring. You commit. You give your life to someone." Jada Pinkett Smith keeps says she doesn't mind watching Will shoot sex scenes with other actresses but worries he will show her up with his fictional performance in the bedroom. So they have two children, da da da, and they like spontaneous sex.
She didn't list any places. But I can imagine because Will Smith
places?
Probably
like,
has
what does that mean?
Ridiculous money, and they could probably go to most interesting places in the world if they wanted to.
Exactly.
You know,
but
if
I think
he could probably land
like
a helicopter on top of, you know, the Great Wall of China,
right?
And
exactly.
Sex right there, you know.
I know you're right. It probably isn't true, but maybe, I was just thinking they have sex like outdoors or something, or I don't know. She didn't get into it, but she proud of the most important thing about keeping sex hot is keeping the spontaneity, because that's what happens when you get into routine. Routine means that you're no longer spontaneous, right? But the key to great sex is having some spontaneity still there, and so she knows this, and that's what's so important. Love their couple. You always see them in the news talking about their sex life. So I think that's important. I like that comment that she knows that. Canada's gynecologists create Facebook sex ed game.
What?
Yep. Sex education in a modern format but inspired by the age of chivalry was introduced Friday by the Society of Obstetricians and Gynecologists of Canada. It's a Facebook game called Sex Quest and is aimed at helping Canadians learn about healthy sexuality, contraception, and sexually transmitted infections. It's a trivial game about a topic that is anything but trivial. Am I still talking fast?
No.
Anything but trivial. Sex canon should be a positive experience. So it's an interactive game. Because the reason why they did this is from Canada, 60% of the teens couldn't identify Canada's age of sexual consent, which is 16, and almost 40% overestimate how effective male condoms are when they're used as a sole method of birth control. And then 40% also said the internet is more useful than their parents in giving them information about sex. So they were like, we got to do a game.
A game? I wonder how they market
that. I
want to
do a sex game. I don't know. But I think it would be fun to do a sex game.
And I'm surprised Facebook lets them do that.
But sex education. So it's not
Oh, and it's probably geolocated to Canada.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's me geeking out right
geolocated.
Now.
Geolocated.
I'm
that's
like,
so
how do
hot.
They market it? How do they just keep it in Canada? But that's really cool, though. That
I know,
is,
right? It's really important. Know. It's very important. Okay, was Bristol Palin date raped?
Oh, I saw this.
Sarah Palin's daughter said she was too drunk. I laughed so hard. She was too drunk to remember having sex with Levi Johnson on the fateful night 5 years ago, raising questions about consent because she got pregnant from him. In her new memoir, Not Afraid of Life, Bristol Palin writes that Levi Johnson, her ex-boyfriend and father of her son Tripp, stole her virginity in a wine cooler induced haze.
Wine cooler.
I love the descriptions. Like, we all know what that wine cooler high school buzz. Did you drink wine coolers in high school?
Hell no. And I know they're not drinking wine coolers.
She said it was wine coolers. She
There's
said
no
even
way.
Though she wanted to wait till she had sex, to wait till she was married to have sex. She said she's not accusing him of date rape, but under Alaska law, a man who has sex with a woman who is incapacitated or unaware of what's happening is committing second degree sexual assault.
What?
Yeah.
Off wine
Does it
coolers?
Qualify as date rape? I mean, well, why would she even? Isn't she still with him, or maybe she's not? But,
no, she's not.
Okay.
And she looks amazing. She had some work done.
She did?
Yeah. She had
– She's like 18?
Yeah, but she had like her jaw realigned.
How do you know this? It's in the paper, I'm sure.
It's on
TMZ. It's on TV. Right.
And
– She looks good.
She looks really good.
Because she's not hot from what I've seen.
No, you should see the before and after pictures. I'll pull it up on the computer.
Oh, I love
right
before and after pictures.
Yeah.
They're my fave.
You should really check it out. She looks hot. But you can
good.
Go on to the next thing. I'll show
but
you.
Why would she – yeah, date rape. Okay, anyway. I don't.
No, but like wine coolers? Like how many wine coolers do you need to get drunk?
Four.
No.
When I was in high school, I could drink three. And then if I ever had a fourth, I was really drunk. But I could do like two and a half, three. Okay, we've got one more sex in the news story. Women refuse sex until their road is fixed. I think this is an awesome story but kind of sad too. More than 250 women from a small town in rural Colombia are going on a sex strike in a bid to get a dangerous road fixed. The women of Barbacoas believe if they carry on with the crossed leg strike, which started on Thursday, their sex-starved partners will be driven to lobby the government to fix the road that leads from their town of 40,000 people to the rest of the country. So it's like this really bad road. And so these women decide, since the men have more power there, they're going to hold back on sex from their partners in getting them to protest the road, because the women don't have as much power there. So they're like, we're going to keep sex from our husband.
That's not good.
250 women. We'll see how that goes. All right. We'll have to follow that.
I got it. I pulled it up. Before and after. That's her before and that's her after.
Oh, okay.
She looks good.
Yeah, what'd she get done?
Just her jaw realigned, some chin thing.
She looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd do her, huh?
I would do her. I don't know if I would like my mother-in-law if I married her.
Sarah Palin. Yeah, that would
Sarah Palin's crazy.
Crazy.
But, Yeah, that's it for Sex and News? Are we going to do the emails?
We are going to do emails.
My favorite part.
Okay.
I love the emails.
It's so cute.
I'm really interested. I'm going to go back and listen to the intern show.
Yeah, on Friday?
And, yeah.
Yeah, it was really good.
I'm sure you're going to get a lot of emails about it.
We had intern toy review day, and then Kelsey reviewed her. You just have to listen to it. She reviewed her sex toy, and she wore it on Bart. And so she talked about that experience.
Did she explain? I said who was using the remote control.
Yeah, she did.
She used the own. She didn't give it to somebody.
No,
she used the remote control.
Didn't give it. You can't.
What's the distance? It's connected.
It's not a remote. It's a remote control, but it's you have to use the remote. Or you give it to your partner if you're having sex and he's lying next to you, but you can't hand it to a guy at Bart across the way.
She didn't stand up next to Bunny and say, "Hey, can you hold this for me?"
Do you mind holding this for me and turning it on really, 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 really on, really fast? No, it was really funny. So every week we're going to have interns review sex toys.
Cool.
Okay, today's poll. This is last week's poll. Here's the results. What's your favorite sex position? 4% said reverse cowgirl. 19%.
And you love the reverse cowgirl.
No, men love the reverse cowgirl.
Yeah, but you talk about it way
because
more
men
than
love it.
I
because I just forgot about it, and then. Men like it because they can see – because it's – you know, it's when it's woman on top but she's turned around, so men can see her butt like going up and down on their penis. And I think that men like that visual.
I don't know. I never hear about it.
Never?
No.
Have you never had a woman do it? Or you've never like turned around?
No, I don't – I'm not into it, but I never hear anybody talk about it except for you. So that's probably why it explains the 4%. You probably think a lot of people are into it.
I think men are into it. When they see it and they're experiencing it, I think they're into it. I don't know. 19% – I do know. 19% said missionary. Not only 19% said missionary is their favorite sex position. 37% said doggy style and 40% said women on top.
Yeah, that's the best. You don't have to work.
That's not why.
Nobody can
last
longer.
But it is true that you don't have to work. Men can last longer and you get to see their boobs and bouncing up and down.
You can do that. And yeah. And then she pretty much does what she wants too.
Right. Like she can control the motion.
Yeah. So you know that you're not really messing up because she's like taking control.
Exactly. And a lot of women, that's how they orgasm is on top. I'd say more women than not, that's when they're on top typically. So, okay. The new poll, which everyone should go vote right now or go –
SexWithEmily.com.
SexWithEmily.com. Have you ever thought about a sexual act with a person of the same sex? I'm gay, so yes is one answer. Number two, I'm straight, but I fantasize about the same sex. Number three, I only fantasize about the same sex during masturbation. Number four, no, I never think about same-sex partners.
Yeah.
So go answer that. Hi, I'm Leah Menace. After participating in your poll about how long we like sex to last, my boyfriend and I timed our sex. From foreplay to the finale, it was 28 minutes and it was steamy. Thanks for always giving us something to think about and new things to try. Thanks, Michelle from Baltimore. P.S. I'm a Friends with Benefits member. It would be great to see Menace on the video as well, contrary to what he might think. Okay, so Menace is going to be – we just need to get more Friends with Benefits members so we can buy another camera and have it in the studio on Menace. So just join right now if you want to see Menace. We're going to get another – right?
What? Yeah.
That's the deal, right?
Yeah, we have the company has to do it, yeah.
We got to get other cameras. We need more, you know, we need more members.
More equipment. We just got a CD player the other day so we can put the intro back on.
I know. Remember our intro that you all loved or hated? We're going to put that back on. Menace is not on because he doesn't want to be, right? I mean, do you not want to be? You would be on.
No, I mean, because I also, like, send out the link to all my fans from my other radio show.
From
my other radio
show. Just the Menace fans.
And they probably come here and go, like, what the hell's going on?
I know. Well, we just have to do that soon. Yeah. Thanks, Michelle. And then thanks for becoming a Friends with Benefits member. We totally appreciate it. Okay, Emily, Friends with Benefits is awesome. keep up the great work. Here is my question. Friends with Benefits is our sex family program. I hear all the time that the key to a girl's heart is to make her laugh and make her feel special. However, I do not know exactly what it means to make a girl feel special. What should I be doing both in a group setting and alone to accomplish this? Billy from Vancouver, Canada. Okay. So I would say that to make a woman feel special, it's the little things. It's not like the big grand, like bringing her flowers or buying her jewelry or making her dinner. It's really the little, and it's more subtle. Like, you know, we always talk about compliments, like complimenting her on like specific things, like saying like, I really like, you know, you look great today. Like I was going out with this guy and he was like, you look really beautiful tonight. Like you look like he was like very specific about like your hair. You know, if they compliment her hair or you compliment her on something specific, not just like you look hot. So I would think if you notice or remember specific things about her and what she likes, like if she, you know, she likes a certain ice cream flavor and she's sleeping in her house and you get that ice cream or you keep chocolate at your house or just those like little
remembering things.
Remembering things. We love when you remember. Yeah. Like I was dating this guy for a while and he knew that in the morning he'd make coffee and I love cream in my coffee. And he was like always, he never had cream in his house. But then like after we were dating for a while, he had cream.
What kind of cream was it?
I knew you were going to say something about that. Half and half, whatever. And then and you got to listen. Like, I think that a big part about women feeling special is that, no, again, it's the same thing. But listening to what she says and then, like, remembering, like, how was that big meeting you had with your boss today? Did it go well? Because a lot of times we feel like we're talking to men and it goes right over the head. And we're like, how did you not ask me about that? Or if I tell you what I'm doing something, you know, just remember it. Or ask you how my sick mom is or my – or just – it's little tiny things, you know. And you're saying in a group, how do you do it? I think it's just by, you know – putting your arm around her, asking her what she wants to drink, making sure she's cool, checking in with her. Like some women don't like to be like if you're at maybe with a bunch of your friends, Billy, and you know, just making sure she's feels safe.
I retain so much when I'm into somebody. I retain.
Do you?
I don't say anything. I just take it in and I make a mental note.
Well, why don't you ever say anything and use it to your advantage?
I do. I do.
You just said you don't ever say anything.
No, I'm in the moment. I don't say like, oh, you like that?
But you remember it later.
I just remember it.
That's awesome.
Know? I just take it in.
That's a great thing to do. So women, I think that's how she feels special because we were all talking this morning like, what makes you feel special that a guy does? And so this is what we think. I think. And we all think. Okay. This is an interesting one. Okay. Dear Emily, I've always been in a long-term relationship and last year was engaged but decided to call it off. After 6 months, I started sleeping with someone entirely different from my ex-fiancé. He was amazing in bed, and I never had someone make me feel as good as he did sexually. The sex was great, but he never asked me to sleep over and put his clothes on immediately after we had sex.
Yep.
We started sexting each other intermittently and continued to sleep together off and on for a year. Eventually, I could not stop thinking about him and how good he made me feel. Often, he would not text me back for weeks or months and randomly text, "What you doing?" We've all gotten those texts. I started to feel like he did not respect me and the friends with benefits. Was just benefits when he was bored or it was convenient for him. So I eventually asked him in person, "Why have you never asked me to sleep over or touched me after we have sex?" He said, "Because we don't have a relationship." He said his last relationship hurt him when it ended and he didn't want to go through that again.
Oh, that's bull. But that's a good cover up.
That was it, and I called the next day. No response. 3 weeks later, he texted me to let me know he was back from Brazil. I still want to have sex with him, but I was hurt badly because it made me feel unworthy of that little amount of respect. What happened? I date lots of other men, but I can't stop thinking about him because the sex was that good. I'm wondering if he even enjoyed it as much as I did. He said he had fun but did not want to touch me afterwards. Advice? Why did I like it so much despite the lack of tenderness afterwards? Single in New York City.
This is every single woman's story ever.
This is such the story. It's like
– You want the ones because he doesn't want you back.
I mean, there's a lot of that, but there's also the, you know, we like the chase. We like – but also when you connect, you bond with someone when you have sex. So women have the oxytocin hormone that spikes and you get attached to someone sexually. But I don't know why single in New York City. It sounds like he's not tender. He's not giving you what you need and he texts you every 3 weeks and you're asking me why you keep thinking about it. I mean, you probably just need to start – you got to get under to get over, as I always say. And it sounds like you need to bring someone new into the rotation because you're thinking about this guy who's obviously not very healthy for you right now. I mean, it's not cool if you want to be like someone to be tender after sex and doesn't just put their clothes on. Like he's not the guy. Like there's nothing he's done – just because you've had great sex, there's nothing in here he's done that's shown that he can be relationship worthy or that he – respects what you need. It's just about him.
Yeah.
And why are you thinking about it? Because we do this. We tend to think about situations and people in our lives that we know aren't good for us. We know they're not great for us, but we can make choices too.
Yeah.
You can make a healthy choice that you're not going to return his texts because obviously this has been going on for a while, it sounds like, because you said 6 weeks later, 6 months. It's just he's shown his colors and it sounds like he's not going to give you what you want.
Yeah.
So I would just
fall for it.
Don't fall for it. He's not. He doesn't sound like your guy.
Well, she's not going to listen to us.
He doesn't respond to your text. And then 3 weeks later, he says, what are you doing at 12:30 in the morning? You didn't say that it was 12:30 in the morning, but I assume that it was. And whenever you get those texts, I mean, he's not your guy. So just listen to me. It's just, you can save yourself months or years of just obsessing, and you'll have amazing sex again. I promise you, with someone that is treating you the way you want to be treated.
I can't believe
that women do that.
That they know the answer to the question, and then they're going to ask us for advice and not change anything about it.
Well,
you know it.
Single,
until something...
single in New York, change it. Don't respond to these texts. He sounds like, I mean, I'd be so bummed if a guy like didn't touch me after sex. Like, I think that women, the whole cuddling thing is not just because we, I don't know, we're like narcissists or we just need to be calm. It's like you actually like physically kind of need to connect with someone in that, even if it's for 5 minutes. What do you do, Menace? Like top 3 minutes with girls cuddling? What do you do?
Ooh, that would be
oh, you
none.
Don't cuddle. Right. So,
it's too hot. It's too hot. It's too sweaty and hot. It's dirty. I want to shower.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, right. So don't date Menace and no. So yeah, that's a really important thing for so. So please listen to us. We just gave you great advice. Just
Speaking
move on. He's not the guy.
New York, I'm going to go there in October.
Oh, you are?
Already booked.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You haven't been or you have been?
I haven't been there in a long time.
It's awesome. I love New York.
I love it.
I should be living there now, but I'm not. Okay. Dear Emily, being a younger man, I become nervous about older women. How would you suggest approaching an older woman / cougar?
Coug.
Also, I am from a small town in Alabama where nobody branches out and experiences sexually. Everyone just sticks to their so-called traditional practices. How would you suggest approaching a woman who is very conservative about either me dominating her or her dominating me? And shout out to Emily and Menace for both responding to me on Twitter. It's good to see professionals that actually care about their fans.
That's what I'm saying.
From Joe.
Joe?
Yo, Joe.
Oh, and I do have a Facebook thing that I want to talk about after this.
Okay. Email. So, Joe, like you would any other woman, approaching any other woman, I think it's with confidence. I don't think the age matters. I think that you have to approach her with confidence and knowing, you know, just being yourself and being comfortable and being in your own skin and not being too nervous. I don't know. I don't think that there's a difference between – I don't know what the age – they say cougars are 35 and over or 40 and over. And I don't think there's anything different. But if you're talking about the cougar, women say that cougars just want – if you are a cougar, that they're just out for sex and they're not really.
They are.
There.
The cougs are out for sex, man. It's so easy.
So it might be
just
a little easier for
them.
You. Just talk to her and give her
It'll
attention
so
and buy her a drink and tell her she's hot and you'll get her in bed. But I don't know that all women are like that. So I don't think there's any like,
they
oh,
are,
if I'm hitting on a woman in her 20s, she's like this. Do you think cougars are different? Have you?
Cougars are just, they want to get laid, man. They're out on the hunt.
Right.
My buddy, I remember when we were 21. He were at a bar and there was like no one else around. So he's like, oh, I'm just going to hit on this chick. She ends up being 50 years old and has a daughter that's the same age as him.
And he hooked up with her?
Yeah.
A 50-year-old woman. At 21.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. Yeah, that happens.
And
so.
He's like, man, maybe I should date the daughter after.
Exactly.
I was like, you should
that
go for
stuff
it.
Has happened.
Keep it in the family.
That stuff has totally happened. But I would say approach her with confidence and ask for dominating her, like learning how to dominate. I would start holding her hands back. Like when you're having sex, like just do like little aggressive things, like put her hands back and see if she likes to be like restrained. You could blindfold her. You could just do like little, you know, things to see how she responds to that. Some women might be totally turned on by being restrained.
Or you can get Fire TV and see some crazy ish that I saw in there when I was over at Emily.
I know. Oh, my God. You could watch the bondage section on Fire TV, F-Y-R-E TV. And, yeah, it's my new favorite thing.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't leave my house that much.
So, anyways, going to
Facebook. Talk to me.
I got a chat message sent to me, but I wasn't by the computer, so they logged off before I could respond. It's one of our listeners, and she's like, I love the show, but I hate that you guys promote telling a guy that you have a boyfriend instead of just telling them that you're not interested.
I don't promote that.
I do.
Oh.
I promote it to help guys.
So
she doesn't like that.
Well, it's not honest. It's really not honest.
It's not honest, but man, you know, why do you just need to kill some guy's feelings?
Well,
right
I know.
There?
I'm mixed on it too because I feel like every time a guy asks you out, you should. Like, I've done this. Guys have been like, can I get your number? And I'm like, no, but thanks for asking. And this is not a rejection. It's just that I don't think I see a connection. But you want to,
boom,
like,
that's like a dagger through the guy's heart right there.
But you think
right
just
there.
Saying
but
I have a boyfriend?
Why is it necessary?
I've done that. I've done the I have a boyfriend thing. Because you don't want to – because no one likes confrontation, okay?
And a girl should
Everyone
never –
hates confrontation. Yeah. And so no one ever wants it, even if it's in a work situation or a personal situation. We all would rather take the easy route. So the easy route is saying I have a boyfriend or I have a girlfriend.
And as a woman, you wouldn't go crazy if a guy goes, no, I'm sorry. I'm not interested. And then you're going to analyze yourself right there at that moment and think, why am I not good enough for this person?
Right. And guys,
why is it not – I mean, why is it necessary to do that?
Why is it necessary to
I'm not
to
be
saying
honest? To be – no. Yeah. I mean, why is it necessary to be honest and say, I just don't see connection?
Because I just think it's just
I know it's the
be
right
honest.
Thing to do. I'm not into like lying to people, but I'm also into I'm not into hurting people's feelings.
Right. I think that there's ways to do it and be like, you know, I just don't see a connection. Yeah.
And never lie in the club, ladies, that you're there with your girlfriend, like you're pretending to be lesbian.
Oh,
like
who does that?
Well, it 20 happens year olds? All the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't
that yeah. doesn't work.
No. Okay. Good to know. But I never promote lying. I promote telling the truth all the time. But I sometimes have failed at that too and just been like, oh, I've got a boyfriend because it's easy, but it's really not the right thing to do. I haven't figured it's hard. You're right. Because they're like, you're never going to see this guy again. He asked you out. You're going to say no. You're going to crush him. But you can say it in a really nice way that doesn't crush him.
Next time, I'm just going to say, no, I think you're a hag. And I don't want to hang out
with you.
Call
me when you lose 15 pounds. That's what Madison's going to say.
Yeah, biatch. That's what I should do? Facebook lady that hit me up.
Exactly. No. But we just all want the truth, don't we? Don't we want the truth? Kind
no.
of.
No. Spare me my feelings. Make
no,
me feel good.
Stuff.
You
okay,
love ego boosting. I don't understand why you would not support this.
I would support a guy. What would a guy say to me? Like, I'm sorry. Or they just don't call back. Or they just don't. And then you know. But you always want to know why. But no one's ever going to tell you why. So this is whole breaking up thing and rejection. We should do a show on that. Just how to
break up.
How to break up.
Okay.
This topic. Okay, let's get into some sex tips.
What you got for me?
Circumcised versus uncircumcised penises.
Circumcised is amazing.
That's all you know,
no.
baby. The simple difference between a circumcised and uncircumcised penis is the thin layer of skin, the foreskin, which is highly sensitive and surrounds the end of the uncircumcised penis like a sleeve. We're just giving you the basics here to warm you up. A little foreplay. When erect, an uncircumcised man's foreskin retracts over the shaft, exposing the head of the penis and looking very similar to a circumcised penis. Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because I had a dream that I was looking at my penis last night.
And?
And it was just funny to me.
Is it always funny to you when you look at your penis?
No,
or just in the dream?
It was just funny.
That's normal,
that
right?
I recalled it because, you know, I got drunk and then the day before, and I was paranoid that I would oversleep and miss my radio show.
Oh.
So I kept on waking up. So I kept on remembering my dreams.
Right.
And I had a dream last night that, first off, I was on Market Street in San Francisco, and I go into the Walgreens, and I see Lady Gaga, and I'm talking with Lady Gaga about some T-shirt that I liked that she was wearing, right? It was really weird. And she goes, which T-shirt? And I go, I don't know. I go, I'll sarcastically said, I'll email you and tell you.
Okay.
Thinking that she gets a bunch of emails. Right? And then I flash to I'm outside a W hotel that's like 50 miles away from where I was before. And then I had to go pee. So then I go into the W hotel where I've been into a million times. And then suddenly I'm in a bathroom.
Okay.
And I'm peeing and the floor is slanted. And I just keep on peeing, and then the pee, it was like super clear. You know when you go pee, sometimes it just looks like water.
Especially if you've been drinking
a lot. And it keeps on filling up and up and up, and it's just like pouring over the tiles into the hallway of the hotel. And I'm looking down at my wiener, and I'm like, why aren't you stopped?
Why can't you stop peeing? Oh, my God. That sounds
It was a nightmare.
That sounds like a nightmare. But your penis looked okay?
My penis did look okay.
And
it was circumcised in my dream.
Oh, perfect.
Which I am circumcised.
Okay, good. Yeah, most American men are circumcised.
I thought I'd just share that
It's good to know.
Story.
Good
That's
to know that
laughing.
You're circumcised. I love that story. I love
Even
it.
Even in my dreams, I'm circumcised.
Right.
But I have friends that are not circumcised,
Do you?
Too,
what do
they
say about
it?
You guys ever talk about it?
Yeah, I would joke with him, you know, calling it an anteater and stuff like that. But he like endorses it. He's like, he loves
it.
He embraces it. But the thing that sucks is like, you can't really know the difference, really, because
you'll never know.
Yeah.
You will never know
if
he's
better
saying
or if it's
exactly.
Not.
It's just like, what kind of orgasm is better? Like, do I have a better orgasm than she has an orgasm? Like, we'll never know. I can't explain to you my orgasm to your orgasm or whatever. So that's sort of what the debate is about. But during intercourse, oral sex, and masturbation, the retracted foreskin acts like a lubricant or a sleeve. So it's like a built-in lubricant. As a penis thrusts, it glides on its own bedding of movable skin, which minimizes the friction. A circumcised penis may need additional lubrication for both partners to experience pleasure. So that's just bonus of uncircumcised penis. Benefits of circumcision. One bonus of circumcision is a lower risk of contracting sexually transmitted diseases. Removing the foreskin removing the foreskin shrinks the surface area of mucosal skin vulnerable to viruses, decreasing the chance of transmission. You have better hygiene. Circumcised men don't have to worry about cleaning under the skin where a cheese-like secretion collects with with circumcised penises. Sex facts about circumcised men. For the circumcised male, the most sensitive spot is a scar on the underneath called the frenulum. So we've talked about that before. Do you remember the frenulum on the penis? Do you know where your most sensitive part of your penis is?
The most sensitive? No.
You don't? Like there's not like a particular part of your – they say it's the frenulum, which is where the scarring is from where you remove – where they remove the foreskin and it's like on the underneath part.
It looks like a little – it looks like kind of like the bottom of a chicken. A chicken's like – you know, what's that skin that it's called? You know?
Their, I don't know, the chicken
their throat skin, right? area.
I don't know. But so wait, what did you just say just now?
What? I said the bottom part. That, no, oh, I didn't know which is the most sensitive
part. Oh, right. How do you not know the most sensitive part of penis?
The middle part? I don't know.
I don't know. With a frenulum. It's and most men. Okay, as your part. Okay, so if you're circumcised, you may need more friction to reach orgasm. Ask your partner to do Kegel exercises and squeeze your pelvic floor muscles, which will pull more friction on the head of your penis. If you need more friction, if you're circumcised. Facts about uncircumcised men: that extra skin adds some surprise value the first time you unzip his pants, but that's about it. A penis is a penis, and they're all plenty sensitive. Worldwide, about 75% of all adult men are uncircumcised. This varies from country to country. However, over 85% of Americans are cut circumcised.
85%?
85% of Americans.
Damn.
So it's Americans, Muslims, and it's like the Middle East. Mm-hmm. Like it's Muslims, because it's Muslims and Jewish people. It's part of their religion to be circumcised. Yeah. So
they
it's like the Middle
it,
East.
Right? I think.
Yeah, I mean, we've just been around for a long time. Yeah. It's like, like in the Jewish religion, like we have brises. Do you know what that is? When a male child is born in the Jewish religion, like a week or two later, the moil comes over.
Oh, there's a party.
There's a party, like with bagels and cream cheese. And then they cut – there's like a party where you go there and then the moil comes in and like slices the penis.
God,
like you go to the bris. Yeah. You watch it and the baby boy cries and it's a whole thing. Oh. So they're trying to ban circumcision in San Francisco right now. It's going to be on the ballot and whatever. So benefits of being uncircumcised. Well, okay, the facts about it is – okay, I told you that. Benefits of being uncircumcised. Well, circumcised penises become desensitized after years of rubbing against clothes. An uncircumcised head may be more sensitive to touch because it's protected by the skin. The main difference in having sex with an uncircumcised penis is that the foreskin acts as a glider of sorts and it stays in place when the glands and shaft continue to thrust. This leads to less friction on the vagina and thus a more pleasure experience for the female, they say. If you're uncircumcised, make sure your partner is comfortable. Many women get freaked out by foreskin. Talk to her, let her know it's an area that responds to stimulation.
All right.
Tips for uncircumcised guys. Well, your first glance at foreskin may give you a bit of a jolt. It's nothing to panic over. Try experimenting with this new situation you're in. So the spot where the foreskin meets the penis and the foreskin itself are both removed during circumcision. Both are packed with nerve endings. You can roll it back and forth to stimulate the frenulum, the foreskin, which is the most sensitive part, like we said. Using the tongue or the fingers to stimulate the foreskin and the head is often extremely pleasurable for the man.
It looks like a bagel dog. You know those hot dogs? There's the bagel and then the hot dog is inside the bagel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it looks like that.
Kind of does look like that. You're right. Yeah, from what
I've
seen.
How many bagel dogs have you experienced in your life?
not a ton. I mean, mostly when I was traveling, when I was living in Southeast Asia backpacking and I met a lot of international men.
International bagels?
International. And I would say a few, but then this one, the first one I was with, he was from the UK, and he wasn't circumcised.
Yeah.
But we used a condom, and so...
How was that experience?
The visually, it's fine. It's not... Mm. It's just different. You're like, oh, at first you are a little like, oh, I'm not quite sure what to do. That's why we're telling you what to do now.
Yeah.
And, but then we used a condom, and so I don't remember. I mean, this was a long time ago, but I don't remember it feeling particularly different, because you have to always use a condom. But it's just it's a matter of when you're, like, doing oral sex or hand jobs, you can play with the foreskin differently. You may be pleased to find that the foreskin offers a whole new dimension of pleasure, not only for your partner, but for you as well. So if he still has foreskin, take advantage of it. And then we've got some more tips. What does your friend say about it? Do you guys have arguments? No, we don't have arguments. Not arguments, but whatever. You know,
we just joke. We just joke about it all the time.
Has he showed you his penis?
Yeah, he would bust it out once in a while.
Really? Like when you're drinking or something?
No, what was it?
Having lunch?
Because he also has a brother and a couple of brothers, and they're all circumcised. He didn't have it because sometimes, you know, babies, they'll have, when they're young, they'll have like heart condition or something, and they can't have it done early. And either they'll never have it done, or they'll have it done later on in life where they can actually remember it, which that sucks.
That would hurt.
You know?
But he decided not to.
He decided not to have it, and so we would always joke about it.
I mean, there
it.
Is
and then
a whole
just like whip it out.
Right, that's so funny. I mean, there is a whole movement that we should ban it and that it shouldn't be part of practice. But it's the religious groups who are really like, you know, it's part of our culture. So
yeah. So I mean, I don't know how what side I'm gonna take
when you have a son.
When I have a son, so
I know I don't either. Foreskin is very delicate, has tons of nerve endings, and should be handled carefully. You can ask your partner how far back to pull the foreskin and how he likes to be touched. If your partner experiences any pain when trying to retract the foreskin, then stop. So it's different with every man, just like every man who circumcises is different too. So that you should ask him what feels good because it might not feel as good. Yeah. Gently play with the foreskin with your tongue and fingers. Techniques like circling underneath the skin with your tongue and massaging the head with your fingers can feel great. Their tips are really sensitive. Yeah. Their tips are more sensitive. They're very responsive to the tongue. But, like, they're more sensitive. They say that the tip of an uncircumcised man is more sensitive than the circumcised man's penis.
Yeah. See, that's the part that sucks that we'll never really truly know.
Right. But is your tip sensitive?
What, the very tip?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, I don't believe so.
Got it. Try pulling the skin all the way down and then all the way back up over the head to give him full stimulation.
It's more the middle. The middle part of the shaft is probably the most sensitive.
Yeah,
I would think.
Okay.
If I had to break down my own penis.
You had to break down your own penis. You should really think about it next time you're having sex.
Yeah.
Just
I'll
for
take
me.
Notes.
Just if anything from my own notes, you could just let me know.
I'm like, okay.
I would just like to, we would all like to know, Menace, about your penis and your sensitive areas.
I'll get a diagram of it. Maybe I'll use Clone a Willy and then I'll.
Oh, yeah.
I'll write some
Come
notes.
In with your penis in a mold.
I go, here's my penis. And I'll just, you know, take a little laser pointer.
I love it.
And
I'll go. Like in medical school classes.
Yeah.
Right. We'll just hang your penis from the ceiling in here and
cool.
break it down. Remember, some uncircumcised men find it too sensitive to the touch, and they might want you to avoid that area altogether. Try not to take it personally. Oral can be even more enjoyable for them, they say. However, women who are used to performing oral on a circumcised guy are used to more stronger and direct strokes. But when it comes to dealing with an uncircumcised penis, she might have to be more careful about it. So just you have to be more sensitive and careful with the foreskin around. If you find that he's overly sensitive, let him direct the action. If he knows you are eager to pleasure him, he will just be eager to educate you. So it seems like you gotta like just ask the questions. But these are just know that it's more sensitive. So here's some funky facts about circumcision.
Funky facts.
At its peak in the 70s, 91% of American men were snipped at the tip. There has been a sharp decline, and now roughly 65% of boy babies born in the U.S. are circumcised. So the number is dropping.
Really?
Mm-hmm. In 1422, the Catholic Church condemned circumcision as a mortal sin. So it used to be a sin. Yeah. At the turn of the 20th century, circumcision was seen as a way to prevent masturbation.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they thought men wouldn't masturbate. You can't do anything with men to get them to stop masturbating.
Men will stick their wiener anywhere.
Nowadays, circumcision is the most common in the United States, Canada, and the Middle East. That's where it all happens. And then here's some quotes from guys who had to say about circumcision. Circumcision may reduce sensitivity some, but I've never heard a man complain that he can't get off because he's circumcised. And then, I can't imagine if I were even more sensitive. It already took me long enough to learn how to control ejaculation. At my current level of stimulation, I would have to cut short my lovemaking just for a little extra pleasure. Whatever your situation, make the most of what you have.
I heard things about guys reversing their circumcision. Have you heard about that?
Yeah. But I don't know how you do that exactly. Like, they reverse it when they're older?
Yeah.
But you can't. Like, you have to do a whole surgery to get the foreskin back out. We were going to do something about that, but it just seems like.
You, like, do graphing off your ass or something
I'm
to
not
get
sure.
the extra skin?
I don't know what to tell you. I don't really know how you do it, but we could. That could be a circumcision part two show.
Maybe they use part of your earlobe or something. Maybe that's a little piece of extra skin you can use.
Maybe, but you kind of want your earlobe.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I want my foreskin more.
You know? I don't know. You didn't have a choice. I mean, that's what I was actually debating this with my sex school friends who are in town over the weekend, and because I was telling them about how we want to ban circumcision in San Francisco. Like, we banned Happy Meals last year in plastic bags, so now we're banning circumcision. And they were just saying that they think it's a good idea because, you know, men, like, what, they don't have a choice. They don't have a right to choose and all that stuff. Little baby boys have no right to choose. It's not that you should give them a choice later in life if they'd like to be circumcised. But who's going to choose that? Like, yeah, I want to get my
foreskin
cut off, but I'm 15.
I heard you got to stick in a machine now.
Oh, I don't know. I don't want to know. Okay, tomorrow's show, this is going to be your favorite show, Menace.
Why?
We're talking about the importance of foreplay.
And facial shots and anal.
And how to have a mind-blowing sexual experience without penetration. So without penetration, how you can have amazing sex. Because a lot of times people just have sex, and there are so many things you can do that make it hot if you're not just having intercourse.
Did you learn like the power of the force or something?
Yeah,
like,
what do you mean? Magic, have I? I know so many magic tricks. I know so many tricks. I will teach you all that tomorrow.
Cool. So wait, you can – you know what?
What?
I am going to be interested into the – in the show.
Good.
You know why?
Why, Menace?
Because if I can do it without penetration,
uh-huh,
that means you can probably do something where you can just get yourself off and I don't have to do anything, right?
Exactly.
Perfect.
No, it's not true. You're okay. Going to have to get us off too. It's foreplay, Menace. We're playing with each other. Sorry.
This upsets me.
I'm sorry, honey. But I think you'll like what we learned. Okay, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the show. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com.